Hi, this is Joe Berger. I listen to Ron Amatron, Creation Light Ship Healing.
Hi everybody, this is Ron Amatron from the Creation Light Ship, and today is Wednesday, November 23rd, 2011, and we have one more Wednesday to go for this month. So, we had a wonderful decloning call on Monday, so if any of you out there would like to call in and explain your experience during that call. I had a lot of people commenting that they felt wonderful afterwards. We'd like to have comments if you'd like to call in. We're also having our Q&A tonight after the BBS program for 1 hour. And we'll put the phone number, up on the fast chat here. So let's see here. I don't know what to do here. Carrie, are you out there?
Hi, yes, I'm out here. Welcome everybody, Wednesday night. So if you were on the Monday call or any of the previous Mondays, I know Ron is interested in having people call in and tell everybody else about what that experience is like. So we're on Station 1 today, and the phone numbers, if you would like to call in, toll-free for the U.S. and Canada is 888-627-6008, and then let's see, Tri-Line 3, I think, is open, 530-413-4510. So we'd love to have a call or two. And the Q&A tonight after the show, the phone number for that is 212-990-8000, and the PIN is 8008. I'll try and type that in. If you don't see it soon, if someone else could, that would be great. 212-990-8000, and the PIN is 8008. So I know on the CLS questions at yahoo.com, we have about 8 questions on there, or actually more than that since Friday night. But if you have one and you haven't sent it in, you can do so to that email address, and that's CLS for Creation Lightship, clsquestions@yahoo.com. And questions with an S. So let's have a look. There are some comments on here, Ron, about clones that I'll just scan through real quick. I was looking at a few of them. I guess Mika was asking, anyone else have some interesting experiences after the clone clearing on Monday? So Mika's wondering, too. Ellen is saying, Bones had arthritis-like symptoms as the clones came out. So that's interesting. I think there was another one, and I'm not seeing it right now. We did have a request in the meantime for a timeline crash, Ron, from Kathy, and she's asking if you would do a timeline crash for rejection.
Okay, here we go. So, timeline crash for rejection. One, I'm about to count to 10 to do this for each timeline. And here we go. One, two, three, four, five, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. That's the first timeline. Second timeline, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Third timeline crash, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Next timeline crash, number 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Oh, wow. And number five, timeline 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There we go. See if that's helped you. Remember, these timelines do take some time to crash. Using the word time again here, the time could be maybe 5 minutes. Look, feels like about 25 minutes. So you'll be feeling something within the next half an hour as they become crashed. Okay, so back to you, Carrie.
Okay, so let's have a look. I'm just trying to scroll through the fast chat and see. A lot of yawning, says Valea. I felt that actually tugging on the top of my head. I'm assuming that must be what that is. Let's have a look. Sorry, I'm reading. I'm trying to find a question here. Okay, Kathy has a question about the decloning. She's asking, Ron, will the results of decloning take longer to notice if we clear, if we've cleared a lot already, if we've done a lot of clearings already? Will that affect how the decloning feels to us?
Yeah, I would say that could be true. It might you may not feel it right off the bat if you had a lot of clearings, because the clearings also got rid of clones. But typically, you know, I would say you're still going to feel probably something. But if you don't have that sensation, just kind of look and see what's happening in your life, and you're going to find that maybe your life's a little bit better afterwards. So people don't always feel things. The last call, we went for like an hour and a half, I think, and it was pretty intense and tiring. So anyway, I think the joint one was good at the end. I think we did a lot of stuff for joints. See if anybody would like to call in. I know we did heart and lung, brain, joints. I can't recall what else we did. Boy, it was... a really nice call. I think we did spleen, possibly, bladder, you know, kidneys. So we went through, I know, over 20 different, I think we had 27 timelines with the clones on them, which is quite a bit.
Wow, yeah.
So if anybody would like to call in and describe to us what they felt, how they feel now, that'd be great. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay, well, it looks like Ellen was on the call, and it looks like she had some relief. You were mentioning you did joints, and she is saying here that arthritis is much better from clone removal. Thank you. They had that disease, I guess, she's saying. So maybe you want to talk about how clones bring ailments in and out of our bodies.
Yeah, the clones, first you have the aliens, and they want to steal your energy. So they figure out a way, looking at your DNA, to do that. And then they bring clones in with a particular maybe situation, illness, whatever that their agenda is, and then they're on that timeline. So, for instance, like if you have, if you just feel tired, then they could have, you know, a bunch of clones on that timeline to keep you tired. So each clone that comes in can keep you tired. Maybe you have a condition with lungs. So they connect with your DNA, find out when you had the problem with DNA, because it's stored inside of you from your ancestors, and that's what they resonate to. And then they come in and will bring forth the conditions of a lung problem throughout your history and your genetics, and the clones attached to that. So just by having the clones released with a particular issue, it's not that it's going to get rid of all of them, but, you know, by doing that, I think I did two timelines for each issue for people. And that's all that we did, but we took out a lot of clones. Now, you could have, you know, maybe 50 to maybe 100 timelines or so. But we just took them out of two of an issue. And so if you had any results done, which looks like we had quite a few, where people actually feel better, just think if you had 50 of those and we only did two of them, how much better you're going to feel. So, And they do bring in the condition because they have to have the clone do something. And so the clone is, once the clone is released, then another one comes in. And they keep coming in because they have the similar issue, because that's how they attach to you. There's somebody maybe up there orchestrating all this here, but all the clones are in line from different alien races to take your energy. So we start getting rid of the clones, and all of a sudden start feeling better. And that's the way it works. So this is kind of hot off the press here. And we're decloning people. And people are having good results from that. So back to you, Carrie. So they do come in with issues. So they can come in with physical issues. They can come in with spirit issues, possibly, which we don't really talk about here. And they could also come in maybe preventing you to speak, maybe you're self-conscious and you got clones to do that. Maybe you're shy. That could be other clones coming in. So, you know, there's also physical things that happen, to us too. So they just come in, and whatever our issues are, in our DNA, they create a timeline, and that timeline has the clones on it. So this is kind of the way it works. So we just kind of think of it as an elevator. So how many floors are there, which would be a clone on each floor, we'll say. How high does that elevator go up? And, it has the agenda of whatever we're releasing at that time. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay, I think I heard a beep. Do we have somebody on the line?
Yes, this is Nikki from Laskeedy Island, British Columbia. How are you all tonight?
Good, hey, thanks. Hi, Nikki. Welcome.
Hi. I'd like to just give a little bit of my experience of the clonings, because I've done a lot of clearings, just as much as I possibly could do, and I knew they were working, but I never really had major significant changes until I've done these two little clone things on Monday nights. And the joint one was really spectacular for me, because I was able to get out and actually do things today. And, you know, I live in the country, I live off the grid, and it means a lot of heavy work and moving stuff around, and I was able to do it with a minimal amount of discomfort. And to me, that's amazing.
Oh, that's wonderful. Very good. So how, I guess what I'm asking is, since you had this problem, how long have you had it, number one? And do you feel like maybe you dropped 20 years off your life, from this clearing or something? Because a lot of people do feel younger.
I definitely have more energy. And 5 years ago, I was in a car accident, a near-death one, and I don't know if I'm just 100% bunch of clones or what I am, but it's been 5 years of working pretty hard to get my health back. You asked me something else, and I can't remember what it was.
Yeah, what do you think your age is now? If you were to look back on your life with the vitality that you have, when do you have this vitality before it was taken away from you?
Oh, I'd say I've gained at least 30 years. You know,
wow, that's great.
I'm like a 40-year-old right now.
Wow. That is great.
Yes, it really is, and I feel like it's only the beginning.
Yeah. That is very good. So how did your plants look when we did the plants? Do you have any animals or anything?
Oh, my Akita, she's a 9-year-old female. She just spends all her time around me when I'm on the phone with you or you're on the computer. She's just here all the time. And the light pink, I think they're called Christmas cactus. They are just all in bloom in the whole room here. and they've been looking very nice now for a couple of weeks.
Wow.
And
wonderful.
One thing that's working a lot better is my computer, since you made it real. I really appreciate that. Yes.
And Nikki, have you noticed a difference in your appearance, your face, your skin, or anything? Has that changed that you've noticed?
Well, I look at it and it feels actually smoother, but you know, I'm old. I still have some wrinkles, but they haven't all gone away.
Mm-hmm.
But
your energy is up. That's amazing. That's really terrific.
Oh, it's amazing to me. I mean, I was surprised at how much I could do, and I could actually enjoy doing it. The fact that I'm happy is what's really amazing to me, because I haven't been happy for a long, long time.
Oh, that's great.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm feeling that too. I'm feeling less burdened, and I definitely have more energy than I had too. I wasn't on the one this week, but I was on the previous two. And I'm definitely feeling that also. It's really terrific. I can't imagine what it's going to be like to get all of them off us, Ron. We're going to be all probably levitating all around the place.
Yep. I really wonder about that too, because I might be way off the wall here, but I have a lot of different various things that I have to do during the day, and when they come, I just ask for a clone that understands what I have to do next. I know that I don't want them forever, but I'm wondering. I've noticed in the last couple of days that I've done this, I've asked for an appropriate clone, and I have been able to complete what I do. I go to a technical university and have been doing some courses to try and get my brain function back. And sometimes I get asked to work on a project that just doesn't appeal to me whatsoever, yet there always seems to be a clone around that wouldn't mind going there. So it's,
I can see how that could be helpful in a sense, you know? They do have all different issues, so why not, like I said, you don't want to get a stupid clone with you, you know? So the other thing could be true, get one that may be able to help you, you know? We're not saying that, you know, remember, this is how our life used to be a long time ago, you know? And so they're already in us anyway, so ask for one that knows how to do stuff, you know?
Well, it's certainly helped me, because I've had several major projects that had a due date of today, and I had no idea how I was going to get them all done, and right at about 5 minutes before 7, I emailed the last one off. I'll let you know more how it seems to be working, but so far I've really been able to get stuff done, seeing as I have to live in this crazy timeline.
Yeah.
Or two or three.
Yeah.
So have you been able to talk to any friends about clone healings or anything? I'm laughing, but
I know you're laughing, and I have been doing it, and I actually wrote a 5-part article on clones, trying to make them understandable to people, and I recently putting it on a local website here, and I have actually got someone down in New Mexico who started doing clearings with you, because I sent it originally, the article, to her for review.
Oh.
Because I just felt it was so far out that, I better get somebody else to take a look at this. Even if it isn't 100% exact, it's how I understand the cloning process right now, and I've learned a bunch more in the last few days, and I have to write another addendum to it, but, you know, it just, it's as I start to understand myself, I want to give that information out. And I try and make it very ordinary for people, but we'll see. Some of them listen, and a lot of them don't.
Yeah.
Right.
My son just never says a word when I get going on this stuff.
Well, there's that free 2,000-year barcode on Ron's website, and I've been putting the people's names in of people I would be inclined to possibly give this information to, and just Ron's information in general, and I'm finding it really, really helps to do that before you tell people stuff about all of this. So you might want to try that also.
Yeah, I heard you saying that the other day, and I thought, oh, that's a good thing. I should do that.
Yeah, it works wonders on some people.
I definitely will try it, because on my son, I've also done his lifetime emotional thing, and I haven't seen any real big differences with him. I did all my grandchildren, too. How do you know whether it's working? I just don't know.
Yeah, it always works.
But
just kind of absentee. I had one person say that most people it takes like 3 to 5 days. And then one gentleman said it took him maybe a couple of months that's how long it just took him to integrate, to finally have it. But normally it should be pretty quick.
Yeah, okay, well, that's good.
And just see how the buttons are with him. That's how you're going to know. You know, kind of look and see how he reacts to different things. Because the buttons
push
will let
He'll
you go
be
away first.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I appreciate you very much and this opportunity to chat with you.
Great.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling, Nikki.
Thank you, Nikki.
All right. Bye for now.
Okay.
Bye-bye. So Shannon is asking Ron if there are going to be more decloning calls. Are you still going to do those on Mondays?
Yeah, I'll be doing them on Mondays, I guess. That's the way it looks now. So,
okay.
These people can get their feet wet, we'll say, and know what it's about.
Yeah.
So how to do it on the website here. It's a lot of different ideas, but each time that I do it, like, you know, we had a lot of clones, like 500, I guess, or so out of one of those. No, 600, I think, on one of those timelines. So.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, initially, I figured maybe 100, you know, so now I got to figure out what to do to try to make it. And I can't do it, you know, like, I tried 10 at a time, and it was really hard on me to do. And then some people were just having difficulties, I think, with that, because you're getting too many gone at one time and the body feels strange. So I'm still trying to figure out what to do with that.
Yeah. Well, in the meantime, we have the Monday call. So any of you listening who don't know what that's about, Ron does 3 conference calls, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, for 1 hour at 5:30 Pacific, 8:30 Eastern. So the Monday one is now being dedicated to decloning. So you hop on Ron's website, creationlightship.com, and scroll down on the left there. It's pretty near the top where you can go in and get the conference calls. So it's $20 for an hour of decloning now on Monday. So let's see. Let's have a look here. I'm just going to address this money question. Ron Dreamer is asking people who have no money. Phone. I'm not sure what that looks like, a typo. People don't deserve to get healed? So there are a lot of free healings that Ron provides. As those of you who've been been with Ron for a long time and listening to the show knows there are free healings on the website, creationlightship.com. These shows that Ron does four times a week cost him $60 a time, and all of us get to listen to it for free, and Ron does many free samples within each show of different clearings that he has on the website. So there's a lot of free stuff for people that don't have enough money to pay. There are also many inexpensive clearings that have huge impacts, like the Timeline Crash clearing, which you can get for a month and do 24/7 as much as you want on emotional issues, and that's just either $20 or $30. I don't remember which. You know, and that's a huge amount of work you're getting done on yourself for a tiny, tiny amount of money. Every show costs around $60. There are people that come on and sponsor occasionally, but the bulk of them Ron is paying for himself. And Ron, just like the rest of us, has living expenses and has to pay to be here. And so, and a lot of his clearings are incredibly inexpensive. The 8-hour intensives that Ron does every month, pretty much for 3 Sundays, is hours and hours and hours of healing, plus being on the light ship for a whole month for a mere $200. Which when you really understand what's being done, it's really quite outrageously cheap. So I'm just gonna say that. I don't know if you want to add anything to that, Ron, but I know this money issue comes up a lot, and it's a little difficult to address because we all have to deal with money, and times are hard for a lot of people right now. But as I say, there's a lot of very inexpensive and free clearings that Ron provides for us all the time. So I guess that's really all I would have to say about that. Do you want to add anything, Ron?
Yeah, not too much, no, because all that I do here is a lot of free shows to educate people. So, you know, and like I was talking to a person earlier today, I had the webmaster take down one of my YouTube sites that had 22,275 hits on it for doing free clearings, and there may be some people listening who have donated, which I really appreciate that, you know, off and on. But, you know, I wish I had a dollar for each time somebody did that, you know, you know, if I would have got $10 or $20 for them to go on there, I could go out and reach more people. That's the whole thing. So, you know, I look at it as this is the way it is. We have a planet here that requires money, and whatever you do costs money. And, you know, even churches charge you money. You go to church, you know, some people pay, their 10% tithing. That's the whole thing, is that nothing is free here. So, and it's not free to me either. And unfortunately, that's where we are. And I'm looking for somebody out there, hopefully, who will have enough extra money laying around who would like to fund me for going out to a lot of events where I can reach more people. That's what I'm looking for. And we'll see what happens. That could happen. I did this since, 2005, so it's going on, that was in February, so we're approaching 7 years now, and I would think logically that I'd have somebody come forth in 7 years, and nobody's come forth yet. That means that the darkness doesn't want to release money to me, so we'll see what happens. Maybe it'll be next year, and it would be nice to do that. And so I guess back to you, Carrie.
Charles, sorry, go ahead. I think I talked over you.
Yeah, I need the money to continue on with what I'm doing. That's the whole process here.
Yep.
And stuff does cost money. You know, I got phone bills and everything else going on, and everything boils down to money. Like I said, it's unfortunate that you know, the light beings, you know, they don't need money, but as a light being here, I do need money because I live here, just like everybody else does. So, and that's just the way it is. So I really can't get attached to the money aspect because this is where we're living. So we'll just need somebody in the upper financial end to help out. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay, well, we've got our first clone joke, Ron, which I want to read out. And Mickey's asking, He's saying, how many clones does it take to change a light bulb? And Larry says, none of them can change the light bulb. They need us for that. So there we go. There's our first clone joke.
Good.
And we've got some beeps. So is somebody on the line?
Hi, Carrie. Hi, Ron. It's Everett from Winnipeg.
Hi, Everett. How you doing?
Doing great. I have a couple questions, if I may.
Sure. It's Canada it's night tonight.
It's about the cloning site. Dreamer had one question that made a lot of sense for me, is how can I go on to it if I'm at work? Is there a way that I can just leave my name and then have that stuff done, or do I have to be on the call?
Okay, all the calls that I had, you can be absentee on, but I do need to
good.
Know about
okay,
that.
Oh, good. Okay, so I can just pay the $20, give you my
call,
name.
You know, just send me an email and mention that. And I do check emails before each conference call. And just put maybe in the subject, absentee, you know, and the day of the call. And that will work for me.
Okay, thank you. The other question is...
And then I'll put you... I have a lot of people who are absentee. Naturally, people may be working or something like that, so they want to be on the call. If you do an absentee one on the clone one, just know that you might have a little sensations going on, you know, as you take these things out of you. Just kind of be aware of that, and that'll be great. So
okay, so long as I don't yelp at work.
Right, yeah.
You may yelp at work.
Yeah.
Looking at people who look
The other question
you know,
is
like
for the...
people, you know? But they're going to be
the other question is for
get decloned for a while.
The other question is for the CLS questions. I thought that was kind of like a private thing, so I just you can read mine, but I don't want to broadcast it.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, yeah. What that's for is.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah. There's a lot of people who would like to come on and say something, and they may not even have fast chat. Maybe they only have a telephone, and they don't want to really talk or anything. I have people who want to really keep their privacy. So we decided to do it this way. So we're not going to say who you are. We'll just read the question and answer that. So that's
cls@yahoo.com.
And it'll be able to save us time with questions, you know, from people. Because I'm finding a lot of people now, like we have maybe like, I don't know, we've got quite a few. We just started it. So we have people who would like to ask questions, but they're maybe a little shy. And, you know, that's just the way it is, and there's nothing wrong with that. Now you can just go in and type your question.
All right. Well, thank you very much, and that's all the questions I had.
So just kind of do it in bullets.
Okay, that's all the questions I had. Thank you, Ron. Thank you, Carrie. Bye.
You're welcome, Everett. Thanks for calling in.
Thank you.
So that email address, somebody else was asking, it is CLS. Like Creation Lightship, CLS questions, plural, @yahoo.com.
Yeah, I saw a thing on Yahoo today. If you guys have Yahoo, you know, as your home page, I guess, they have a octopus on there that's walking on land.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Now, I think. I don't know if they took it off, but
run
I thought earlier
life.
Some people saw it. Well, they're... aliens are progressing here.
Gosh.
Yep, they had a picture of it.
Creepy.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's have a look here.
I have a question.
Sure, go
ahead. Hi, sorry. I thought I heard two beeps.
Hi, Larry. Hi, Ron.
Hi, Larry.
And Carrie. I'm Larry.
Hi, Larry.
Now, I had a question, Ron. Aren't the clones mediums for the aliens... And they work through us as a second and third party relationship with others instead of ourselves talking to one another.
Yeah, they can do that. And then you also have, like I mentioned, Alien Cafe. If you're new to this here, I could just describe that briefly. One of the times that I was doing the timeline crashing back in New York. I don't know, maybe a year and a half ago, I'm guessing. year ago for sure, okay. I was at this cafe there in by Penn Station, and I had a lot of agents there coming in to see what I was doing, and they were using people remote viewing through the body. So I had a lot of people there with computers up, looking like they were doing something, and they were there as long as I was there, and then sometimes they would leave. So the alien part of it is that all of a sudden you start hearing conversations, and this is good to do. This is, it gets to be very exciting to look for keywords to find out what's happening. So if you go to a cafe, eavesdrop on the conversation. You're going to hear one table talking about something, and then another table will be talking about something very similar. And what they're doing is they have these energies inside of the body, maybe shapeshifters, trying to communicate from one to the other, and they're using the languaging between two different groups of people, or two different tables, I'll use that term, okay? And you can actually start seeing a synchronicity of what they're talking about from one table to the next. And then after they get their information, normally the two tables will leave within maybe a half a minute of each other. And the people don't even know what's going on. So they're all being used in this setting to dispense information, to get their intel. So it's quite interesting. When I was at the Alien Cafe doing the timeline crashing, these people are sitting there looking at a computer screen, and that's all they were doing. And when I left, they all left, basically. You know, it's quite something to see somebody doing nothing on a computer, like they're typing, you know. And, you know, they're eavesdropping on what I was doing, and that was quite interesting to see different races of people there. Who probably needed the intel for their particular government here on the surface to see what I was doing. So it was quite interesting to watch that. But the other one is the Alien Cafe, where you actually see the people talking and they disseminate information from one table to the next. You might even hear three tables talking about an issue. So and watch out for the keywords. It's very, very good. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay, you still there, Larry? Are you okay with
that? Yes, so I understand that the people at the cafe would be mediums for the clones, and the clones would be mediums for the aliens. And in these churches, it's the same thing then. The people are mediums for the clones. The clones are mediums for the aliens then. Is that basically true then, what's going on at church, the same as the cafe?
Yeah, I would say so, especially when they speak in tongues, and you have aliens talking in tongues of their own language, probably, you know, disseminating information maybe to other people. I went to a Pentecostal church a couple times just to check it out. They had a healer there, which I wanted to see what he was doing. This is probably in the about 1980 or something, and in fact, the guy actually picked me out of the whole crowd of probably about 250 people there. And he did say to me that I'll be really famous and I'll have multitudes coming to me. I thought, well, that'd be great. You know? But
did he give you a time frame on that, Ron?
No, he didn't. But they had people there, you know, before the thing started. They were walking in circles in this one room. They had this one glass room put aside. If you're Pentecostal, maybe they're all the same. So in the church up in the right-hand front corner, they had a place, I guess, where the minister looks at the congregation, I'm guessing, because it was all like mirrored, a mirrored window, you know, where you can't see in. And it was pretty large. And then to the left on the, you know, ground floor, we'll say, left side, they had a room, I would say is probably, 15 by 15, something like that, maybe a little bit larger possibly, where people would walk in a circle, and they all seemed to walk counterclockwise, not that that's bad or anything, but they're all speaking in tongues in there, and they had maybe about 20 people walking around, and that's what they were doing. So I'm kind of watching that because they had it lit up with a glass window there, watching the people go in circles with their mouths making, you know, lip movements, you know. But anyway, that's it. So, but yeah, it all depends how the clone is able to talk to other clones. Remember, because they're in you, and I think if you have a bad day, you may want to chase that clone out on the timeline. Find out what timeline you're living on, and get one that's more peaceful. Because you're kind of a choice there, even though you may not understand that. But you are a choice, I think, to understand what you want to experience. So, and all they want to do is take your energy. So if you want to have a great day at something, I don't think they're going to say, no, we can't give this person a great day. So if your day is going to hell in a handbasket, we'll say, then you may want to specify having a different timeline to experience and have it so that it's going to benefit you more than something else. I know some people that I've talked to in the past, they kind of said that a little differently, but they'd say, yeah, I have this this awful occurrence with somebody, and I decided not to have that again today, and I've been there, done that, so I wanted to change my mindset, right? Because your mindset brings the clones in. That's your timeline connection to your DNA of what they want to experience to steal your energy. So if you just change your mindset, then you have a whole different clone coming in. Like the lady earlier said that, gee, why not get a clone that's going to help me? So, yeah, that could be true because that's what's going to be living with you until they're all out of you. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay.
Thank you, Larry.
Well, thanks for your questions, Larry.
You're welcome. Can we get a clearing for that, too?
Yeah, you could all... I'll take away a timeline. So everybody think of a timeline that you want to release that these clones are living on, okay? And you might want to, I would recommend probably doing a physical condition timeline. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Another timeline. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, that should help you out. Remember, the timelines will crash. This will probably be over when the show's over here. This is like about a 15-minute timeline. So that could help you out with maybe some kind of physical occurrence as these clones get released from it that are living with you. Remember, the clones come into you probably every 10 minutes. So the lifespan isn't very long. And as you change what you're doing, we'll say then... a new clone will come in, just like right now you're hearing the show. Maybe after the show you may want to go walk out and maybe have yourself a little yummy, a treat or something. So that would probably be a different clone coming into you to have that experience of eating whatever you want to have. Maybe you have to go out in your car to drive someplace. That's probably another clone that knows how to drive your car. You know, maybe you have another clone coming in that wants to go out, you know, shopping. Maybe you got to buy something for, you know, Turkey Day coming up here. Unfortunately, the poor turkeys, well, they're not here now, but, you know, so remember, you have clones that do all these things. Your whole life is a clone reality until you become human. That's why we do the Monday calls now. So for anybody listening new, this may sound really far out, but just remember all the movies that you've seen on TV. They're pretty much real on the sci-fi stuff. So... you know, see weird things on TV, just know that they're, you know, real here. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay, and speaking of the clones that know how to drive, Ron, Tina is pointing out it's probably best not to be absentee. It's scrolled off the page, but I think she was typing whenever it was asking about doing the clone clearing absentee on Mondays, and she's pointing out it's probably not best not to be driving if you're on that call absentee. You might lose the clone that knows how to drive, I guess. That would be pretty diabolical, wouldn't it?
Yeah, that could be possible, yeah.
So, what was the next thing I was going to read? Oh, yeah. P is asking, what is the difference between shadow bodies and clones? We haven't talked about shadow bodies much in a long time, so maybe you can describe the difference between those two, Ron.
Well, let's see here. A clone's always with you. That's what comes into your body. Boy, I'm trying to think here. Information.
Okay, well, let me. I'll jump in while you're forming your thoughts, Ron.
Yeah.
I know it was about a year or more ago that you, I believe, discovered shadow bodies in people when you were in New York, and I think you thought we all had at least a dozen, if not more. And there was a show, a BBS show, where you took a shadow body off all of us listening, and I remember feeling it peeling off my arm. And I believe that you said these are things that are with us all the time. So I don't know if they somehow remain as the clones are rotating through us, but
Okay, the shadow body is a body that looks like you, smells like you, thinks like you. And that's a body that might be, boy, another can of worms here. That might be the main body that is attached also to your skeleton. I'll have to do some research on that. That could be the body that has an agenda. In fact, we'll take off one of your shadow bodies here. Remember, they have an emotional body just like you. So that you have shapeshifters and shadow body. The shapeshifter lives inside of whatever is with you. And so they're like a hitchhiker. The shadow body is a body that is the dark side that kind of overlays over you. So here we go. Let's take off a shadow body.
Okay.
So 1, 2, I'll count to 10, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Oh, boy, heavy. 1, 2, get another one off you. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, so what I'm seeing here is that you can't get too mental with this stuff because there's so much going on that you could start to feel disempowered because of all this information. And just know that where you are, where you are in your consciousness is where you are. Everybody's somewhere, and you want to get this stuff off of you. So trying to figure out what these are and how they relate and everything else won't really help you too much because you're in the mental realm. You want to get into your heart center. So that's what I'm trying to say, is to get more heart-centered, but you do want to get rid of the clones. The other ones are good to get rid of too, but right now we're working with clone energies, and that's what I'm having good results with here. Maybe later on we'll address the shadow body some more. So there's a lot of stuff that's wrong with us here, and it's not our fault, but we have to live with it. So since it's in our neck of the woods and it's integrated with you, you have to get rid of it. It doesn't matter how you got it, who gave it to you, you just don't need it. And you need to become human in order to have the ascension. So right now we're doing the clones, which seem to be very good as far as getting rid of stuff. And the people who've had clearings of different types will probably have a much greater advantage than other people who have not, because they've already have been working on the clones, even though it wasn't stated so. So each time you have a clearing on the website, they are taking out clones out of your space, because the clones are what's giving you the problem, the condition. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay. Excuse me. New Age is asking, can we do a timeline crash for LAC for everyone?
Sure, let's do that. Here we go. Now, you know, what does that mean to you, LAC?
You know,
maybe, you know, the reverse of that, you know, maybe you have way too much money and you want to have lack of it, okay? Maybe the money is too confusing for you, so you may want to have lack if you want to get rid of it, okay? So you have to look at how this is working with you with duality. So, I can do a clearing for lack here, but you have to understand what you really want to have the lack of. It's like wanting something. So wanting something means that you're in lack of it. You don't have it. Okay? So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, just see how that helps you here. And hopefully you're feeling a little better. It's up to you to figure out where your lack is. It may not be, you might think that you have lack of finances, but it might be something else that's causing that. So you need to look a little deeper just to see what's happening. Our show is getting close to the end here. I got maybe a minute to go here. So you want to wrap it up here, Carrie?
Okay, yeah, let's give out those phone numbers. So the Q&A, this additional one that Ron's doing on Wednesday nights now, right after this show, in I don't know, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 minutes, something. The phone number for that is, it's different from the Friday number. It's 212-990-8000, and the PIN number is 8008, and then the pound sign. And if you have questions, the address to email those to is clsquestions@yahoo.com, and we have a bunch already. If you want to specify that it is for Wednesday, so that we know that you're listening before we read it out, that would be great. Some people have done that. And then let's have a look. Sorry, my fast chat just disappeared. And then you have one more Sunday call left, Ron, don't you, this coming weekend?
Yep, one final one for the month here.
Okay, so that's many of you are on that already, but anyone else is interested, you can still get on that, and that's 8 hours, an 8-hour conference call on Sundays at 10 Pacific, 1 Eastern. You can be absentee on that one also, and this is where Ron takes us up to the light ship, and we are cleaned out, worked on, cleaned out of the alien parasitic life forms.
And we find your spirit and body parts that are in the dark side universes. So that's what that is for in quarantine, because you're being sliced and diced like the wearing blender, you know. And Lightship goes on and looks for the parts of you that is not in wholeness or that you're missing. And that's what this call is about, because the aliens are doing that to you. So that's how you get put back into wholeness here.
Right.
So
I don't know if we're done.
Feel better. And
yeah, thanks for all the timeline crashes, Ron, and the shadow body clearing. We haven't had one of those in a long, long time, so thanks for doing that for us. So I have 56 on my clock. I think we're probably done.
Yep, I think we're cooked. Yeah, we're well done here. Okay,
so.
Everybody, hope to see you on the call coming up here. And it's posted on the fast chat here. I'll be on in about 5 minutes here. So see you later, everybody.
Okay. Thanks, Ron.
It'll be
thanks,
a one-hour
everybody.
Call. Blessings.
Good night.